Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a story about a great tzaddik named Reb Nachum of Chernobyl. Once he spent Shabbos at the home of Reb Shimon Shloimei, who was the father of Reb Moshe of Sabran. In any case, Reb Nachum of Chernobyl spent Shabbos there, and they had a minhag, that a custom that every Friday afternoon, they would light a very big candle that would be lit before the Shabbos came in, and it should last all the way till morning. That way, if someone got up early in the morning, they would be able to learn Torah even though it was still not light outside. Because there would be this big candle that gave light. A little bit after midnight, the host and his family saw Reb Nachum groping around the house as if he was completely in darkness. And it looked like he might bump into something. He was acting as if he could not see a thing, even though there was a long candle that was lit in the house, and they were able to see fine. Once Reb Nachum realized that they were awake, he said, "Why didn't you light a candle to last through the night?" They couldn't understand, because there was a candle that they had that had been lit. So why was the tzaddik saying that it was dark? So they did some investigation, and they found out that earlier, by accident, the candle had been blown out, and the non-Jewish maid who helps in the house had relit it, not thinking twice. Since she was not Jewish, she doesn't keep Shabbos. But since it had been lit on Shabbos, even though it was by a non-Jew, but it was lit for the sake of the Jewish people in the house, therefore, the tzaddik was not able to see by the light. That is, we may not use the light which is lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos for us. And since that is a halacha, since that is what the law is in the code of Jewish law, therefore the tzaddik was actually not able to see, even though there was a physical light that had been lit. And ordinary people were able to see. But the tzaddik could not see because he could not violate the code of Jewish law and make use of a light which had been lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos. And so we see the great quality of a tzaddik, that not only does the tzaddik know what the halacha is, but his very body keeps the halachas as if by itself. So that although he did not know that the light had been lit by a non-Jew, but his body simply did not have the ability to use that light. It would not use that light because it was a slight violation of the will of Hashem. And so too, we are looking forward to the time of Mashiach and redemption. As it says, V'amech kulun tzaddikim, all your people are tzaddikim, that all of us will be able to have a connection to this type of holiness. It happen as soon as possible. All the best. Thank you for joining the story of the day.